long I've been banging on that door?
Sorry, man, the safety latch is broken, said Tim. You're supposed to wedge this block of wood between the door and the frame when you go in there.
Do you know how dangerous that is? I could have frozen to death.
No, you couldn't have, said Tim, grabbing a beer. Look, this beer's been in there longer than you have, and it's barely cold enough to drink.
Whatever, said Dave. Listen, just don't tell Cooper about this. I can only take but so much of his shit tonight.
You got it.
Hey, Tim! Cooper shouted from up front.
Time to stop jerking off back there.
I think he's here.
Come on, said Tim. He and Dave ran up to the dining area. Tim, Cooper, and Dave peered out of the window, squinting at the headlight shining at them. Julian remained where he was, his face buried in the book.
God, I hope it's not a customer, said Tim.
Oh, hey, Dave, said Cooper. Where the fuck have you been?
Glad to know I was missed, said Dave.
Did you bring me a popsicle?
Here, said Dave, handing a second popsicle to Cooper.
Fuck, said Cooper. Orange?
You're welcome, said Dave.
A car door slammed shut.
Oh my fucking God, said Cooper.
A fat guy in a purple velvety cape stood next to the car looking back at them. He had a good 10 years on everyone in the chicken hut, and a lot more hair on his face than he had on top of his head. He drew up one corner of the cape, revealing a faded gray t-shirt underneath, and made an elaborate bow.
Catherine! Tim gasped.
He started to run back toward the kitchen and intercepted her just as she was walking into the dining area.
Fuck, Tim, she said. Watch where you're going.
Hey there, Cat, said Cooper. You up for a little fantasy role-playing later on?
Go fuck an orc, loser, she said with a fake smile and a middle finger.
Maybe you better go out the back, suggested Tim, trying to keep the panic out of his voice. There's a cop out front.
All right, thanks, said Catherine. She hadn't taken more than a few steps when she turned back around.
Wait a second. I haven't done anything wrong yet. Why do I need to worry about?
The bell on the front door jingled as the door swung open. Tim lowered his head. Catherine's silence behind him suggested that she was too shocked to actually laugh.
Is this where tonight's tale of wonder shall unfold?
Asked the new cavern master with alarmingly wide eyes and a broad smile.
On second thought, said Catherine, maybe I will just go out the back.
She slapped Tim on the back.
Have fun, bro,
she said, retreating into the kitchen. If she had left out of courtesy, she shouldn't have bothered. The guys all exchanged uncomfortable glances as laughter rang from the kitchen.
You must be Mordred, said Tim.
I'm Tim. He put out his hand. Mordred accepted his hand disinterestedly and craned his neck to look past him.
I take it the lady will not be joining us tonight.
No, said Tim. The lady will most certainly not be joining us.
The side of Mordred's mouth twitched, and his nostrils flared. He refocused his attention on Tim.
Were you the one who summoned me here this eve?
That'd be me, said Cooper, standing up. I put an ad in the paper, if that's what you mean. I'm Cooper. This is Julian. You've met Tim.
I'm Dave,
said Dave, after waiting a second to confirm that Cooper wasn't going to introduce him.
You may address me as Mordred, said Mordred, or Cavern Master, if you like.
Yeah, said Cooper. We'll see about that.
Mordred inspected the dining area of the chicken hut.
Is this where you intend to play?
Yeah, said Tim. This is where we always play.
I suppose it will be adequate. However, I will require my own table.
Right away, Your Majesty,
said Tim, sliding one of the tables from the cluster the guys had already prepared.
Thank you.
Mordred sat down and put a large duffel bag on the chair next to his.
Have you all prepared characters using the guidelines I emailed to Cooper?
Yeah,
said Tim, pulling a piece of paper from the folder on the table. Dave and Cooper did likewise.
May I inspect them?
Mordred snatched the papers out of their hands. His piggy eyes ran back and forth across them as he made approving and disapproving hums and grunts.
A dwarf, a half-orc, and a halfling, he mused. Quite an unlikely group of comrades. You do realize, of course, that dwarves and half-orcs don't get along, don't you?
That shouldn't be too hard to roleplay. Dave and Cooper don't get along anyway.
Very well, said Mordred, if that's what you want. Wait, why are there only three characters here?
I didn't make one, said Julian.